Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Justice Department says it's conducting a review of the police response to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, after authorities there offered shifting accounts on what they did and when. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports critics say police waited far too long to confront the gunman.
Spokesman Anthony Coley announced in a statement on Sunday that the DOJ will conduct a critical incident review of how law enforcement responded to the shooting that killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers. The department says the review was requested by Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin. Authorities intend to provide an account of police actions that day, Coley goes on to say, and identify lessons learned and best practices for future shootings. They'll publish a report after the review is complete. Uvalde police and federal officers at the scene have been criticized for their delay in confronting the shooter, who was in the elementary school for more than an hour. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by Border Patrol agents. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
Thousands of airline flights have been canceled over the Memorial Day weekend. NPR's Marie Andrusevich reports.
More than 1,600 cancellations took place on Sunday alone, according to the flight tracking software FlightAware. That follows more than 4,000 flights canceled in total on Friday and Saturday. Throughout the weekend, Delta has been the U.S. carrier with the most flights canceled. The Atlanta-based airline blamed bad weather and, quote, air traffic control actions.
That's NPR's Marie Andrusevich reporting. AAA says gasoline prices in the United States hit another record high today. Regular grade gasoline now averages about $4.62 a gallon nationwide. The United Nations says more than a billion methamphetamine tablets were seized in East and Southeast Asia last year. Michael Sullivan reports the seizure highlights the threat posed by illegal drug production and trafficking in the region.
The record number of seizures came in a year that saw the street price of meth fall, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, meaning that supply continues to grow. The region is literally swimming in methamphetamine, said UNODC Regional Representative Jeremy Douglas. There are a lot of seizures being made, but no impact being made on the business itself, he added. The UN says more than 90% of the seizures occurred in Thailand, Laos, Myanmar, and Cambodia. Opium production in the region's infamous Golden Triangle has been largely replaced by methamphetamine, which is cheaper and easier to produce, with the bulk of it thought to originate in Myanmar's Shan State. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The World Health Organization says it doesn't expect monkeypox to turn into another pandemic, but says there are still many unknowns about the disease, including how exactly it's spreading. The agency says it's investigating questions, including whether the rare virus is spread via sex in the air and if people without symptoms are capable of transmitting the disease. Authorities say the bodies of at least 21 people have been recovered from a flight that crashed in the mountains of Nepal. Sushmita Pathak reports 22 people were on board when the plane went missing over the weekend.
A picture of the crash site released by Nepal's army shows wreckage from the plane scattered on the side of a mountain. The crash was confirmed Monday morning, nearly 24 hours after the plane took off from the popular tourist town of Pokhara. Air traffic control lost contact with the plane shortly after takeoff. It was supposed to be a short 15-minute flight. The crew and most of the passengers were Nepalese. Two Germans and an Indian couple from Mumbai with their children were also on the flight. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Hyderabad, India.
Four people are dead after a small plane crashed in central Croatia. Authorities say the plane went off the radar shortly after taking off. Local media reported that weather in the area was bad and that the pilot had sent an appeal for help before it went down. Police say an investigation into the crash is underway. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.